Welcome again to another edition of the Beerly Coherent Podcast. We are in Brooklyn yet again, and we're now in a nighttime scene overlooking the skyline of Manhattan. It's absolutely gorgeous, a very clear night, and we can see absolutely everything, the whole panorama of Manhattan before us. And we have, in a glass before us, a beer, which Bob will introduce.
It is the Breckenridge Brewery from Denver, Colorado. It's a vanilla porter, which I have had once before.
And you said, and then somebody else told me that this is really good, so I have high expectations.
Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it. It's very vanilla-y. It is a vanilla porter, so that's
vanilla-y.
Not... Vanilla-y. Vanilla-ish? Vanilla-esque?
Ice.
Baby. let's just give it a try and stop this silly banter.
Ooh. Oh, the smell
nice
is really...
vanilla.
Yeah. The aroma is
it.
Instantly
and
vanilla. Yeah.
It's a vanilla porter milkshake, I think,
it is.
Actually.
There's a lot of vanilla in there. There's absolutely no mistaking that at all. Extremely, extremely good. It's like you melted a very good, high-quality vanilla ice cream
mm-hmm.
into a bit of porter, having it as a shake.
Yeah, I would wear that up. Vanilla is my favorite ice cream. I know that's boring, bland, and stupid,
well,
but it is really good. I've always loved vanilla ice cream.
Did you know...
As you sip your beer.
Vanilla originally comes from Mexico, and it can only be pollinated by a particular bee with a very long, whatever it is, a proboscis or whatever, that can go deep into the flower. And they grow vanilla in other places, of course, now. We have done for some time in Africa and whatnot. But where they grow it outside of this region, they have to hand pollinate every single vanilla flower, so it produces a pod.
That's fascinating, but I did know that.
You did know that. I'm sorry.
I did.
Right. Damn.
Did you know that this is...
Curse you, Wikipedia.
Did you know that this is 4.7% alcohol, which is not very strong.
That's
which
low.
Is very, very, very
we'll
low.
We'll have to have two of them then.
Compared to many that we've had.
Really good. But they don't grow vanilla in Denver, though.
I suspect they don't. I don't know. You're the vanilla expert, so perhaps you can tell me whether they do.
That's about all. I've given all my information on vanilla. That's it.
It says here on the bottle that it's remarkable partake. I think that's fair. And it's also...
It's pretty good.
It's a beautiful color.
Mm.
It's a nice, nice dark color. And I find the label on this
to
be
label's very,
very,
nice.
Very yeah. beautiful and tasteful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tasteful. Exactly. I'm thinking of food pairings or food combinations with that. What do you think?
Be like a dessert sort of drink. I don't know what else you could serve this with.
Yeah, it's not super sweet though, so it'd be hard if you paired it with a sweet dessert. It might not quite work out. But it seems like it would go well with something. Let's figure that out. That's worth more experimentation.
A pie, actually.
Ooh, yeah.
Instead of having a big scoop of vanilla ice cream, you would have this with it.
Yeah. Tart apple.
Could be quite nice.
Very nice.
Nice tart apple pie. It would also bring out some of the sweetness.
Yeah, it's good.
Now the smell of it is fantastic. It's like dipping your nose into
that's very nice. Is it too
float.
Rich? Is it too rich to have more than one of? I mean, it's not very high
I
alcohol.
I don't know.
But
I don't know.
Is it too much flavor
question.
Going on?
I'm enjoying it a lot, but I'm not sure how many of these I would want to have. Maybe I could drink these all night. I don't know. It's going down very easily. It's low alcohol. It's very tasty. But
it's good.
Is it something that I would want to keep drinking into the night? That I cannot say.
Okay, but what we will say now is that you have been listening to the Beerly Coherent Podcast, and Bob has been.
Bob.
And I have been Andrew, and we are sitting here looking at the glorious Manhattan skyline, drinking a vanilla porter. Thank you very much for listening.